The thing I've always loved about what we do is that we're about engaging people with compelling ideas and making an emotional connection with those ideas.
This week on In Park Tracks, we hand over the microphone to our very own Judith Rubin as she checks in with Bill Hedema and Eric Neergaard about their very recent news. She's got all the details, so over to you, Judy.
Welcome to In Park Tracks. I'm Judy Rubin, editor of In Park, and I am delighted to be chatting today with Phil Hedema and Eric Neergaard, two powerhouses of themed experience design.
Hi there.
Thank you, Judy. It's a pleasure to be here.
There's a very big announcement that brought us here today. About a week ago, the news rippled through the attractions industry that Phil's company, the Hedema Group, and Eric's company, ThemeSpace, had joined forces to create a new combined company, THG. We're here to explore the significance of this exciting new alliance, what led up to it, and how things will play out going forward. What do you celebrate most about this alliance?
What I would say about the alliance is how wonderful it is for me to work with Phil all the time. We've worked together in the past, and we have such synergies when it comes to our approach to the creative endeavors, the experiences that we like to do, the stories we like to tell. The teams that we have are so incredibly talented, and merging them together, we feel, makes this, like you said, a powerhouse for design within our industry and production.
We have very common kind of vision for the kind of work we do. It's really a ripe time in our industry for cutting edge experiential design, and we think we're really uniquely poised to be able to do amazing projects with our combined resources.
How did you two meet, and what are some of your collaborations?
Once upon a time, when I was a young lad coming into the industry, I was trying to get work at Universal, and I ended up having an interview with Phil for the executive assistant position. I did not get hired for the executive assistant, which was probably very smart of Phil, because that was not the right spot for me. I went on to then become a show set designer on the Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. But I always remember back to that moment because Phil was asking me questions about what I wanted to do and what I was most interested in. Phil and I have touched base over the last 25 plus years on different projects. And then as we looked into the future, right, this seemed to be a natural combination of our two companies looking forward and saying, what do we want the world to be?
The feeling is mutual. Like Eric says, we've known each other for 20 years. In Eric, unusually, I've found somebody who has very much the same kind of work ethic and philosophy of design and creation that I share. So it really felt like it was a really good match to make one and one make three if we combined our resources.
What is your vision for THG?
We live in an era where everything is becoming experience-based. That's something we've all known for decades, but now the rest of the world has kind of realized that it's the way people want to connect these days. And having had decades of experience in creating that, we are looking not only to the traditional industries of theme parks and museums, but also expanding into other sectors like medical and sports. It's really kind of almost every sector now is looking at experiential design as an important ingredient in what they do.
Each of these sectors is leveling up in a way. They're saying, this is what we've done in the past, and this is how we can be better and we can connect to our audience, and we can really make people either love our brand, love our experience, love what we have to deliver. It's about that collaboration within our team that we then bring to our clients that broadens what they can do for their customers and their guests.
So you're building a very strong team. Your teams already have worked together in the past.
That's right. We've worked on several projects, and some of us go way back.
There's a long history with both teams of common knowledge and contribution with each other. So we're not starting from scratch. We're taking that expertise and applying it in a new way to new exciting projects.
What are some of the important ways that THG will be a fit with today's markets?
Everyone wants to now get out of their house. It wants to connect to something, connect with each other. We've done that extensively in theme parks and in museums, But expanding into other markets that now need that is, I think, where our vision for THG as far as its growth path would be.
Can you tell me about one or two of the collaborations that you've worked on that were like key?
We worked together on the 2012 Yeosu USA Pavilion in Korea. I worked with Phil as a creative director on the project.
That was quite a distinguished team and quite an interesting collaboration where you solicited input from the general public.
We actually crowdsourced imagery from all 50 states and incorporated that into the media that was used in the exhibit. And we did that whole exhibit in a matter of 3 months, I think, from start to finish.
Oh, expo pavilions are always very challenging, and the U.S. pavilions can be especially so because it takes so long to get the money identified.
That's right.
Right.
So you never know exactly what your budget is, but you have to be designing something with excellence in mind.
I don't think anybody would say what we do in our industry is easy. Everybody looks at us, and I'm sure we've all heard this. People say, you must have the most fun job in the world. And I think that's so true in many ways. But it's really challenging because it's multidisciplinary, and there's a lot of factors, capital being one of them, how to build something that makes economic sense. And I think that's the strength of our company, our new company especially, is we have the experience to know how to get through all of that, but at the same time, do what we've always made our first priority is not just to do another version of something someone has done before, but to take a unique take on it and create something innovative that's going to be experienced in a way that creates a memorable experience for them.
Right now we're talking to you, Phil. You're at the TED Talks, aren't you? What are you doing there today?
I've been going to the TED Conference for over 20 years. And I find it a really exciting place to expand both kind of perspective on a global basis, literally a global basis, because they're talking about things like climate change here, world politics, disparity of economic distribution around the planet, exciting breakthroughs in medicine and science, all of that in a very intense week-long conversation, probably about 20 speakers a day. And I walk out of here with a perspective that I think I do bring back to the projects we do and understand where the leading thought is coming from in all of these different disciplines.
I have noticed, actually, that when a themed entertainment designer starts venturing out into other areas, museums, world expos, other sectors, and make an impact there, that the impact comes back on them, that the work starts to become very meaningful to them. And I would like to hear about some of the things you've done that have been most meaningful.
There's some incredible work that we're doing building the city of the future and the components that go to it from a cultural and entertainment standpoint. We're in the midst right now of our second round of Blue Sky on a resort that would be like none other in the world, literally. And I am challenged extensively on trying to achieve something that goes so far beyond the norm as to be breaking the paradigm. And that type of work, though right now is not very public, is incredibly gratifying. And it grows your perspective and also in how you apply your craft, right? And very much like the TED conference, it has these ambitions of being super sustainable, regenerating the whole city. Basically, it's trying to create a utopian environment. That's right now what I'm invested in heavily, and it is incredibly rewarding.
I think the thing I've always loved about what we do is that we're about engaging people with compelling ideas and making an emotional connection with those ideas. Because that's really where memories of experience are created that live on with us for years afterwards. And whether that's in an entertainment or a cultural or a historical context, it doesn't matter because it's all powerful. I always say we live in this age of complete media overload, but it makes that need for personal connection and direct experience, which is exactly what we do, even that more powerful for people. So I love the museum work we do where we get to tell stories. I mean, the World War II Museum in New Orleans, where we created a show called Beyond All Boundaries, still resonates with people that are seeing it now 8-10 years after it was created. It's very personal for me because my dad fought in World War II, but it's a story that has meaning and importance every day that we're living, we're looking around the world and seeing what's going on, and understanding that context is hugely important for people. And in fact, we're working on another theater for the World War II Museum now that is specifically talking about what is the nature of freedom and democracy and what has to happen now to preserve that using the lessons of World War II. I can't think of anything that's more important or vital these days than that. And doing that in a way that's not just a dry history lesson, but that to be able to reach them in a way that they walk out the door saying, I got that, and I'm going to be thinking about that for years to come. What greater challenge could there be for any of us? And doing it in a way that utilizes technology and media, but at the same time keeping it engaging and powerful and directly relatable to people, that's where the experience, the live experience part of that comes in. And I love that about what we do. I think it's what makes us unique. And the more immersive media becomes, the more we can use technology to supercharge that way we tell stories and create experience. And that can be on a citywide level, on what are the big ideas that are driving the way the city should work and people should relate to each other, or whether it's looking back at history or understanding a concept of science. That's what we love to do.
It comes down to communication, doesn't it? By using the techniques and tools of themed entertainment, you become fluent in a language that can communicate so many other things.
That's absolutely right.
The tools are always the same, but the language is slightly different for every project because it has to fit the context and the situation of that project. And we have to find the right way to tell that story in every case. So we're kind of always going back to that clean piece of paper and saying, what's the quickest way and most compelling way we can tell this story that's going to reach out and grab people?
Anything in particular you would want clients or colleagues to know about your fantastic new alliance?
We've got a lot of experience, but I also think our strongest suit is that we're really good listeners. And that's what makes us able to tell stories for our clients in a compelling way, because I think we're able to put ourselves in our clients' shoes, really understand where they're coming from and what they're trying to achieve, what success looks like. And then we've got a pretty deep bench of creative talent to apply to taking that story that we now understand at a fairly deep level and making it unique, compelling, and engaging.
Amazingly, the way that you can tell the story to your guest is also the same way that you can educate your client on the process and how to get to the end goal in the way that's most impactful for the experience they're trying to do.
Okay, I think we're going to close there. Thank you very much, Phil Hedema, Eric Neergaard, for joining In Park Tracks today to talk about the new combined company, THG. This is Judy signing off. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Judy.
This has been In Park Tracks, the audio companion to In Park Magazine. For more information and to sign up for a free subscription, visit imparkmagazine.com/subscribe. In Park Tracks is a production of In Park Magazine. Our executive producers are Philip Hernandez and Martin Palicki. Today's episode was edited by Martin and me with post-production by David Swope. Music in this episode is from Out to the World. The In Park staff includes Judith Rubin, Joe Kleiman, and Jordan Zuha.